I'm glad Sammy didn't have to hear none of that or whatever, because I don't want her to see my violent side of me beating the shit out of Wayne's punk ass. Right?
Sammy, you think he would even light a hand up? Seriously.
I'll fuck you up, Wayne. Come on now. Everybody knows that.
Please.
Wayne, you're a hermit. Come on now, man. Everybody knows that. You're sitting down for a bench on your shit. Come on now.
You are Bob Stokey and I'm Daryl. Right? That's the way it would be.
Yeah, right. I'll beat your
ass. Tyrese.
Oh, Tyrese and I'm real.
You go away and cry and sulk in a cup.
Yeah, that'd be real. T-Dog and I'm Merle. Okay.
Okay, so I'm the black dude. You're the racist white man. Okay. That makes sense.
You damn right. Yeah. I don't like niggas. And number two, you're the softest nigga I know. So,
hey, people, I have been considered black before. People do believe I am black.
You always feeling sorry for shit and people. I'm like, damn, Wayne, you getting softer the older you get, man.
So, I feel sorry for no one.
I heard you talking about, oh, Paul Walker is so sad. I'm like, CJ's like, who cares? That's not sad. It's shit.
It is very sad. Universal are very upset.
I can't believe you even brought that up. I was just like, wow, Wayne is getting weak. He's getting softer.
It's called news. It's called news. You're meant to talk about news, and that is news.
He brought you on to talk about Xbox, not a fucking...
Xbox? I didn't even know they were talking about Xbox. I got brought on and said, whoa, Black Friday. I'm like, okay.
And then they definitely did not... It didn't talk about any topics of my show, but it's all right.
What does this have to do with The Walking Dead? Absolutely
exactly.
Nothing.
Talk about the topic of The Walking Dead.
Mid-season fun.
I hate Wayne. That's what it is. Stan is fucking ass right now. I'm gonna fuck out of him.
You would try.
No, but Wayne, you gotta remember, you're white. I'm black. I'll beat your ass, alright? You don't know.
People, let's get this underway. You gotta come out to my brother's wedding. We can set up the match. We can set it up. There you go.
Why would I spend money?
People will pay to see that.
Why would I spend money to beat your ass? You come back to America, because I know you went out for your little ass con.
Because
when you come out here and you handle that, then that's when we come do this. All
right. You heard it here, people. The next time I'm at the States, P1 ends up in a coffin. There you go.
I'm gonna fuck your white ass.
You make Paul Walker's accident look... Yeah, not so tragic.
Oh my God. Yeah, your face is gonna look like Paul Walker after I'm done with you.
Exactly. You been before the crash. Quite right.
Your fucking eye is gonna be looking like Forrest Whitaker when I'm done with you. Both of them.
I will still say you won't even lay a hand. You won't even lay a hand.
Bald headed fat son of a bitch.
And once again, this has nothing to do with The Walking Dead, people.
Nothing. Yes, that's great.
The mid-season finale. See, you just listen to this show and you get far more conflict than you do with the governor and Rick. Which, by the way, Rick is an absolute pussy because...
You shush your fucking ass right now.
Let's just jump straight to the end. The governor beats his ass.
Why aren't you spoiling it too quickly? You can go through the fight.
I know, like...
Fuck, I jump straight into Rick being a pussy.
All right, Wayne, let me take it. So, in the beginning, we all start out with the governor giving out his Independence Day speech. He had each elbow over there in the corner, talking about...
Today is our Independence Day!
And we were canceling the apocalypse.
That's true, they needed Idris Elba.
Now you, girl with the pigtails, that look like you ain't gonna shoot anybody, you will come and kick people out, women and children alike. So I see you looking like a badass, right? Right?
No, I do it.
Great, now he's talking to himself.
Yeah, I thought he's talking to Sammy. I was like, see, Sammy has pigtails now? I was like, whoa.
No, I'm talking about the lesbian girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was definitely the bottom lesbian. She wasn't the top.
Actually,
hey, again, okay, you know what? I listened to last week's show, Wayne. I don't know, man. They could have had a whole banner waving how gay she was. They gave her a flannel shirt.
My God.
You don't put a girl in a flannel shirt and
women wear flannel shirts are gay.
I ain't got no women, that's why. No lesbian when he sees it or whatever. I don't think there's any lesbians in Australia, that's why.
Oh no, not at all, not at all.
CJ just said, there could have been a fucking banner over there saying that we're lesbians. Like, when he told me he didn't notice that, I was like, what? I know Sammy noticed that too.
Of course Sammy noticed that. I don't pay attention to lesbians, I'm sorry, I have no interest in them.
All right. Well, anyway, so you got the governor, and the governor, he's explaining how the people, he didn't lie. He said they mutilated his eye, which is true. The only thing he did lie about burning down his camp because he
technically
he
did lie. They didn't mutilate his eye. Michonne was defending herself, so.
But his eye still got mutilated. So he it was a white lie. You know, it wasn't a full
lie. It was
lie.
A white lie. It was a white lie.
I don't think that's a white lie. I think if Michelle's defending herself from this nigga trying to kill her and him stabbing her stabbing him in the eye, I think it's pretty fair to say it.
But that was, you know, for me, that wasn't really too much of a strong speech. I think he could have a lot better.
That's like saying, this girl saying, hey, I almost got raped, but I stabbed this dude in the leg or whatever and shit like that. So you know, he couldn't run or whatever to rape me. And he goes and tells people, that girl stabbed me in the knee.
I agree. That was not the best speech. I mean, I find it hard to believe these people are going to go into battle with him after knowing him for not much time. They didn't know him for that long.
Well, Mitch was crazy, so.
Mitch got threatened.
Yeah,
didn't
Mitch was crazy. Mitch was crazy anyway. He was bloodthirsty. He was ready to shoot somebody, whatever.
Okay, anyone who drives around a tank's a lunatic.
And the rest of the people was just, oh, by the way, Daryl beat that tank's ass.
Well, Daryl must have played Metal Gear Solid at one point in his life.
Hey, could I just say thank you, Daryl? Thank you for getting in Rick's face and saying, what the fuck was that shit about Carol? I am so glad. Finally, someone.
All right, slow down.
Hey, that happened before. I gotta say this.
So, we predicted it right, though. Like we said, he was upset about it, but he didn't really drag on too much about it. Once it towards the end,
as soon as he heard that fucking cannon going off.
He just went okay. Yeah, he pretty much gave it because he didn't care anymore. Or whatever. He was just like, all right, I'm angry at first, but then at the end, he was like, okay, let's just go talk to Tyrese now. I was like, he didn't even give a shit. He doesn't care.
He was more pissed off that it wouldn't be a love triangle. Like, God damn it, that goes with my love triangle. Cause she's out there.
I mean, he looked upset at first, but towards the end of that conversation, he started backing off a little more and was just like, all right, heat of the moment thing. And Tyrese with his big ass, man, I swear, this Negro be trying to act gangsta. He be trying to act gangster like a motherfucker. He's like, I need to talk to you now, nigga. I need to talk now.
But he was over there crying in that cage.
And I like how Rick and Daryl was like, well, it can wait. We need to talk about this. And he's like, no, I need to find them now. We can talk now.
you see this? They drawing stuff in the corner. They got time to draw. They got time to kill. We got to take them out now.
That wasn't a drawing.
I was going to say, what fucking drawing are you talking about?
That was some kind of Hannibal Lecter stuff going on.
It was a fucking science project. Are you fucking kidding me?
I gotta laugh my ass off though, cause that nigga, he tried to make it seem like he was Sherlock Holmes or something. He's like, I put this together, and I got this, nigga. It's the killer now. Like, dude, calm your ass down.
We already have one detective in the Walking Dead franchise, and that's Lee. We don't need any other black ones. We got that one.
That nigga was trying to make sure.
When somebody hang up the rat, that means, the killer. We got a sociopath.
He knew he didn't have much screen time this episode, so he's like, I gotta make the most of this shit, so I'm gonna be all out there, cause that nigga.
He got my monocle. Okay.
I thought he was gonna punch Daryl and Rick with, like, to get revenge on him or something like that. Hey, he was looking, I was like, damn.
They should have blamed the governor, said, look, the governor killed them, go get him. He would have fucking flipped that tank over and caused rampage on that place.
I gotta,
That nigga too soft. He wouldn't have done shit. He would have cried. He would just want
to
stop. Or
to get revenge for that woman, he would have flipped that tank.
He would start crying talking about, that's my pussy you killed, dude.
Okay, so now that whole psychopath drawing, or not drawing, but mutilation of that mouse. Who do you think did that? Obviously, it's the same person who fed the rats. I mean, fed the zombies the rats.
Well, let's talk about that now, because let's see this. Should they have introduced that in that into that storyline in this story, or should they really let that go on? Because I think by now, since the group is all split up now and injured or whatever, do they even care at this point of who's feeding?
Good. It's gonna come back. It's gonna be that little girl for sure.
What difference would it make though if it comes back? Because
I think it'll carry on with her story about being a complete lunatic.
Well, see,
really?
Huh?
Yeah.
Lizzie, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Most people that do things like that are children. Children start out doing the whole sacrificial thing with animals.
Well, even the bit where they all getting on the bus and she's like, let's get the guns. The first thing she's thinking about is just killing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Carol trained her to be fucking crazy as dicks like that.
Well, she's nuts. I mean,
I could care less who's feeding the rat now or whatever. And by the time, I mean, the governor's dead now. If they were saying, oh, they were feeding the rats and leaving the governor.
But is the governor dead?
It doesn't
matter. Yes, he is.
Did you see the bullet go through his head?
You don't have to. He got stabbed in the fucking chest.
It doesn't matter. He's the governor.
That's like saying you got shot in the chest. Oh, you're not living that. You're not gonna fucking live through that. You're gonna bleed out. He's gonna bleed out or whatever. I mean, he's gonna become a zombie if not. So he either died by bullet or died by a fucking zombie.
I know, but it worries me they did not show it. It worries me they did not show him being shot in the head. Which things
so rounding
like,
off the discussion of the mutilation, I got P1 saying it really doesn't matter, which I agree. It doesn't matter who's doing the feeding to what, because they're not there. Nobody's there anymore.
Because the whole thing everybody's saying was, oh, they're feeding to get the governor here. Well, the governor's dead now, and plus the rat feeding thing didn't lure these zombies to the prison or whatever. The prison got destroyed because of the governor, so... what difference does it make now who's feeding the rats? It doesn't matter anymore. It might be an interesting little mystery, but...
So let's place our bets now so we can go on.
What?
Wait. What bets? For what?
Does it say who did it?
Oh, it's Lizzie, for sure.
Lizzie? All right. I believe it was a child. It's between Lizzie or Carl.
No, it's not Carl. Carl already kills human beings. He's satisfied. His bloodlust is sated, so he's good.
You know, I'll stick with Lizzie for the simple fact that Tyrese was the one that ran off with her when they split up at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that the story of that rat thing is gonna go off towards Tyrese area, and since he's with Lizzie or whatever, it has to. That's the only way it'll make sense. Whatever.
100% correct.
I don't think
Tyrese Tyrese doesn't have a last name.
Gibson.
Well, because he was a slave. I don't know if you know that, but slaves don't get last names. We barely get first names. You should know that. Your people is part of genocide.
That's true.
Come on,
you don't even get me. You said fucking Redskin. That's not our name.
Exactly, whatever. You ain't even that. You corn eater. So it'd be alright, Sammy. Do you accept your last name, Sammy? Miss Brown, huh?
Brown.
Don't worry, we could easily change that to one if you want.
So now we get back to like the governor before like mayhem breaks out. You got the governor, he pulls up and have that talking conversation with Rick, you know, communicating with Rick, saying, hey, get the hell out of here so we can come in.
Well, before that, it shows the scene of him capturing Herschel and Michonne, too.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the very start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say I don't watch the show.
No. I'm just saying it didn't show for me what I was watching because I had to watch the bootleg, so I didn't see.
Oh my God.
I didn't see the actual capture.
You watched the edited version.
I didn't see like him actually, you know, capture him. I just saw him show him in the trailer. Like I didn't see how he taught him.
That was like in the opening where he was talking to his group of people where you tell them pretty much I captured two people and it showed him capturing them.
I remember
Then when Rick came down, the only reason why Rick came down is because he showed him Herschel and Michonne.
I remember, I know that, but I'm just saying I didn't see him actually catch him, tie them up. I didn't see any of that. I just remember the last episode.
He just knocked Michonne out with his gun.
No, they showed it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the very beginning. It shows they all get...
Okay. Hey, Sammy, Wayne, I gotta see this bootleg version he saw. You know,
feel like the edited. As long as it was dubbed. It had to be dubbed, too.
It's always dubbed. Adley, I bet his episode had, like, black people dubbed over the voices. The governor was like, hey, nigga, get your ass down here, man.
Actually, that would be a great move.
In front of the screen and in front of the camera, too. I'm like, oh, okay, that's some good special effects.
Tyrese can be played by... watch this bootleg. I'm curious.
Like, Tyrese can be played by Woody Allen.
Yeah, I watched it online.
Okay.
I saw it when my bootleg, all I saw was it began and opening when he was giving the speech, talking about how he caught the two. And then I see them, you know, in the RV, tied up. I'm like, hey, how the hell is he?
Well, whoever did your bootleg missed the intro, that's for sure.
Wayne, Sammy, CJ, you don't need to go over any more parts then.
Okay, I'll give it to you with P1. This is the last one anyway, so go ahead.
Hey, send me that bootleg version, though. I want to watch that. first of all, Wayne, because I know me and you have been heavily talking about how season 2 and 3... people were stupid on hating those seasons.
Hey, we agree. They are stupid.
So good.
So, Mr. Wayne, how did you feel about this episode? I want to ask your opinion first before we start talking about
that. Yeah, that's a good way to start. I do think they followed the governor a little too easily. But that's like my only real criticism to this episode.
Oh, in this episode or just
the... Just no, this episode. The season itself, great. Absolutely great so far. Everything I've loved about it. That's just, they didn't slip up here, but I just felt like, well, they kind of rushed the whole governor thing. They just wanted to get him to the prison and get the big, you know, mid-season finale kind of thing kind of done. Yeah. But that's what I think. I mean, overall, I still think it was a great episode.
How about you, Sammy?
What? What? You want my opinion on season 2 and season 3 or this episode?
No, the same question I just asked Wayne. What he thought about this episode?
I was just like, okay, wait, what? Which question? What I thought about this episode, I thought it was great. It's a good build up. They left us with questions. The action was awesome.
Man,
a little funky, but good.
Well,
good
ask you then, P1. What did you think of it?
Questions, though. I'm like, god damn, man. I feel like we're trying to wrap this up, but yeah, y'all keep opening a new world with every mid-season and shit.
what do you think of it? Like,
I thought it was fucking horrible. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I wish they'd hurry up and wrap this shit up and, you know, I'm fucking with you. I was fucking at the TV just sitting in front of the motherfucker just cheering. Whenever shit was happening, I thought it was an actual fight going on. Like, I was watching a boxing match or something. I was like, I was with this episode every beat and step. And once, Penny 2 died, like we said last week.
I do love the fact that he puts the
gun. And she went out, like, so stupid too.
She deserved everything. I'm sorry. She deserved it. That kid was just dumb.
Well, I liked it because I thought something was going to happen when she pulled that thing out, but nothing happened. And then I started reading that sign. I was just like, oh, shit.
I liked how you had that one zombie doing the Harlem Shuffle across the river before you
fell. I thought it was P. Diddy. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was Harlem shaking across the river. It was hanging out and shit like that. And... oh my god, the last 30 minutes of the show, man, I don't care what anybody said, that shit blow me away. I mean, it really truly showed the governor being a sick son of a bitch.
Well, I would ask, do you think Herschel knew his fate?
Yeah.
Because he just sat there kind of like going, and looking at Rick going, this ain't gonna end well.
Well, you remember, he smiled at Rick because I think, it was shown that he was like proud of how Rick as much has changed or whatever as far as a person of, cause you know, Herschel's whole thing has been like, no matter what we've done in life and who we've done wrong or whatever, you know, we could still do
you
right
still stand
now.
Up, yeah. And that's what I mean. But I'm going to ask, because I've seen the episode twice now, who was the first person to shoot the governor? Was that Rick or was that fucking Carl from all that distance?
It looked like Carl had a
shot. I think Carl's the one who fucking shot him. Because it looks like Rick misses and you see then it cuts to Carl pull the trigger and then the governor gets hit in the arm. I'm like, fucking Carl is the man.
To be honest, I don't think Carl hit anything.
Oh, I think I like the idea of thinking Carl doing
it. It was, if anything, it was more Daryl. If you know, I don't think Carl hit anything because his gun didn't look like it had that much range of going the distance or whatever. So yeah. I was like, I know he's not hitting shit.
But I think because you see when obviously Herschel's death and you see Rick fucking just pulls his gun out and shoots, and then the next shot it's Carl shooting, and then the governor gets hit by either one of their bullets.
I gotta say, though, right now, yeah. When Herschel died, the look on Rick's face was like, you motherfucker! I mean, I love that.
Great acting, though. That was great. That scene.
I love that point of the point of view they did, whatever, with the shot of the sword and how it looked at the governor's through his eyes or whatever, and how he just looked at the prison and Rick or whatever. It almost looked like he was drunk with anger or something like that. He's like, "Fuck you, Rick."
What did he say though? I mean, what did he say? Was it you liar or you lie?
No, it's just liar.
Liar. Shroom. He pulled fucking. The only thing he needed. The only thing they needed.
Hacks at him?
I was like, the only thing they needed is him to raise his hands up and say, there can be only one. Then lob his fucking head off and, like, he gets the quickening or some shit. Now, that would have been fucking cool.
I thought he was going to pick the head up and just walk around with it.
He should have. That would have been fucking crazy.
But no, then he picks up, because, old girl, I forgot her name. She brings, Sammy, what's her name?
What? Which one?
The mother of the daughter of Penny 2.
Penny 2.
fucking Lily.
Lily, yeah, she brings Lily over and she's just standing there like, I can't believe I just watched you behead an old man or whatever.
But then he's like,
takes her daughter.
Watch this, bitch.
He takes Penny to his safe. You thought that was something. Watch this now. Not a blink or nothing. Nothing in his eyes where he just shot that bitch right from. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Like, oh, can I have another?
And then he just walked away like.
Yeah, that's what makes him great.
I said, yeah, he has to die this episode. If he doesn't die this episode, I was like, he needs to die. I said, he needs to die. He needs to die now because I can't let him live anymore. I was like, this is a sick son of a bitch. And I think it was Sammy that said last week, wouldn't it be better if old girl shot his ass?
Yeah, we're going through it. Who was going to be the one to kill him? And it went from, yeah, the girl, which obviously that wasn't going to happen the moment she died.
Well, I saw an interview with Robert Kirkman. He was talking about we had plans of initially of Rick going head to head with him, but we didn't want Rick to kill him. We wanted someone closer, a closer enemy of the governor's, to kill him or whatever.
Yeah, but Rick I'm sorry, Rick. Rick's useless. I'm sorry, Rick was useless in that fight.
Yeah, the same thing Wayne said. Rick was useless.
He got the jump on the governor. A guy with one eye, he gets the jump on him, beats him, and still gets his ass handed to him.
I got a question. I don't know much about the governor. I haven't looked up his act or whatever. How big is that motherfucker? Because his hands around Rick.
He's a big guy.
Those hands was huge. I was like, damn, Rick is tiny. I was like, Jesus Christ.
He played the Hulk.
That dude was a monster. I was looking at him like, he's a big motherfucker.
Now, the reason why Rick probably lost, too, because he already used his strength to beat up Tyrese. If he didn't, probably didn't have... hurt his hand.
That was ages.
Then he probably would have did better.
Now, personally, I wouldn't have been satisfied if Rick was the one that killed him. I feel like Michonne or even Daryl or even one of the family members he met would have been even better.
I was kind of hoping Carl was going to get a shot off.
Out of comedic value, yes, I would have loved that. But as far as like on a personal level, I don't think Rick.
I think pretty much deep down when that happened, you knew Michonne was because. Michonne kind of vanished after she kind of rolled away, and it was like, she hasn't done anything yet, she's gonna get the governor.
Yeah, I thought it was much more satisfying, because I didn't want Rick to be the one to kill him. I was like, nah, I don't want to do that, because I agree with the interview that Robert Kirkman said of, we wanted Rick to have that battle, but we didn't want him to be the one to take him out or whatever, so we had to have someone.
Yeah, well, he had the battle and he lost. He actually fucking lost it.
Yeah, so I'm glad they did that though, with the, because I was like, if Rick kills him, I was like, I mean, Michonne doesn't even get to touch him. I was like, okay, that's a little.
Yeah,
that'd be a little weak right there.
And then Daryl said, "Well, Michonne gets to take on the governor. Daryl gets to take on a tank."
So before like, that, Daryl was murdering motherfuckers left and right. Did you see him? How he's shooting all those people?
He's just fucking shooting. He uses the corpse as a fucking shield.
I'm sorry, but I gotta say this. All that shit we've been talking about, Carl was the most useless.
Well, that's what I thought because he vanished. I'm thinking maybe he's gonna get the governor. And I was like, yeah, he's done then.
It was weird. And it was funny because when Rick was looking for him, I thought that was him that came from behind that corner as a zombie. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I thought maybe they're gonna kill Carl off rather than Judith. I thought, oh, maybe they're gonna pull it. I thought, nah, they wouldn't do that.
Well, I already knew that Herschel were gonna die. I called that like two episodes back.
Yeah, but, yeah, people have even read the comic. No, even I haven't read the comic, and I know he dies by the governor of the jail. I was like, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, in the comic, it's the governor kills Laurie, Judith, and Herschel by recall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've read the comic, haven't you?
Well, speaking of Laurie and his, you know, the and Herschel's daughter, what's her boy? Glenn. That Glenn boy. I swear to God, Glenn, just sit your ass down.
I felt sorry for Glenn for once. He wanted to help, and he couldn't do shit.
let me help you.
Hey, I wouldn't want to be losing Maggie. She's the best thing in that world.
It was funny because when Maggie went looking for him, he didn't know what the fuck was going on. He just heard the door. He was like, what's going on out there? And then a tank just blew a hole through the wall. He's like, oh, shit. You imagine you just sitting there resting like, I got a great girlfriend, and boom. Oh, shit. Oh, and what's up with Sasha and Bob Stokey? I saw that. Sasha, you don't want that.
Yeah, she does. Right. She wants Bob.
Oh. No, Sasha, you too fine for that. I'm sorry. No. No, I know there's some other black guy somewhere around you can hook up with. It can't be Bob. Can't be Bob. Get CJ in there.
Yeah.
But Bob did kind of redeem himself this episode.
How?
Are you fucking kidding me?
He got shot.
What are you doing? He didn't do anything.
He shot people.
He started screaming. He was like,
Exactly. Redeemed himself. Comedic value.
Oh, man. I just thought about that, though. I got to agree with Wayne on one point, though. Because since they split up, Bob Stokey got to leave with Maggie and Sasha.
Quite right. Lucky man. Exactly.
Damn. He's a lucky son of a bitch.
He's going to be having threesomes all the way to meet up with the group.
He really is lucky. He was the only survivor in his last two groups, and he get to leave with the two hottest women in the damn show now.
Yep. Oh, Bob Stokey. And what has he got with him? He's alcohol. He's covered.
Yeah, he
buys
booze.
He is set.
He got his booze?
He is set.
Yeah, he does. He hit his whiskey, remember?
He probably needs that to pour it on his back since he got the bullet through.
He gonna pour it on Sasha's back and lick that shit off.
All right, women and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try to think. So who is split up in what groups now? Because, yeah, we got Bob Stokey, the lucky bastard. He's with Matt, yeah. Then you got obviously Rick and Carl are by themselves, I assume.
Tyrese got the kids, Rick and Carl, whoever was on that bus.
Did Tyrese actually get with the kid? Cause those kids took off.
Yes, he did.
He went with them.
He went after him, whatever, cause he was telling him, hey, it's the other way, and he chased it after him. And then, the bus, we don't know if Glenn left him left the bus or not, so we don't know who's on the bus, to be honest.
I assume he'll be on the bus, cause he's like the main character on that bus, so it's probably just him.
And who has the baby?
That'll be Tyrese.
No, I don't know. It could be Curl. Maybe she came back, got the kids and the baby.
Baby could be dead for all we know. We don't know.
I know the zombies could have said, good.
No, I've got a feeling because I know that Judith is played by two twins. And as far as I know, they're still cast as characters.
One other thing too, we're forgetting one character. Beth and Daryl. Went off.
Oh, they did too. Forgot about that.
And then Michonne's floating around, right?
Okay, where did she go? Because she was helping Rick up, and then she went back to look at the governor, and then all you see is Rick and Carl leaving again. I was like, damn, did Michonne just say, I'm on my own again, or whatever, or what? Like,
I think she'll find Rick and Carl, because they're good character story, those three.
Yeah, okay. I hope so, because I was like, damn, people just wondered. I was like, didn't they have like they couldn't just meet up for five? I mean, they could have easily probably just murdered the zombies that was inside the game, even though a lot of them was injured and shit, but you know, we said last week, but the governor's crew was no match for Rick's people. I mean, they didn't even kill not one person on Rick's side.
That's true.
No, the one girl got killed by the kid. You know, the crazy girl.
The kids are the fucking, they got I like the governor, he's like, I got a tank, and Rick should have told him, we got kids. Okay,
he did, he said we got kids living here. He's like, well.
I wish I had like some redneck friends and see their reaction, they're like, yeah boy, that's what you teach those kids. That's what you teach them with those guns.
Oh my god, that was such a great moment because that lesbian chick, Alicia, she was like, you just go there, I will find you. And that bitch got shot in the head, I was like, look like you ain't gonna be finding nobody now. That's what you get, cause she was trying to act like, this is wrong, but I have to do it anyway. I was like, well, when your ass gets shot, then I won't feel a damn sorry bit of sorry for you.
What's it? That friggin' that little kid had no sympathy at all. She's like the new governor.
Lizzie popped her ass quick.
She was like, just did not care.
I like how Alicia looked at her though. She was just like, "Did that little girl just shoot the dude next to me or whatever?" And then I was like, "If that would have been the governor, he wouldn't have paused at all. He would have just shot that kid."
Oh yeah.
But she shot her right between the eyes. I was like, "Oh my god."
Hey, Carol taught her well.
Whatever, man.
Well, you know, I like it because the kids were, because Lizzie annoyed me at first because the kids are trying to get the baby out and it's like, we need to leave. You know the plan when something like this happens. We got to get the baby out of here and go, whatever. And Lizzie's like, they have guns. We need to stay and fight. And I was like, you dumb white bitch.
Well, the thing about Lizzie, well, first I thought the kids were going to kill the baby because they was holding that cradle really, I don't even know how to hold a baby, but I know you don't just jerk it back and forth. That baby looked like
they were little kids. Do you understand how heavy one of those things are with a baby in it?
That's why Tyrese is going to help. He's going to be the one carrying the baby and Lizzie's going to be leading them.
You what?
That would have been a disaster on the set if they would have just accidentally knocked that little baby out the cart and then hit the floor.
Those kids looked like they were like 4 to 7. I mean, those two kids I was holding the baby straw, I was like, god damn, them kids are young as fuck. I was like, they ran away.
Well, that's the other reason I don't think Judith is dead, because you think they would have shown more than just an empty baby cradle.
Yeah.
It'd be like, well,
blood on it.
Well, you gotta think about it. Remember, we said the same thing about Sophia too.
What do you mean?
Remember, we thought she was still alive too, and then her ass turned out to be a fucking zombie in the bar.
Oh, that's something. At least they showed that later on. Like they actually showed something. Whereas if that's how they're gonna kill Judith, and she's gone, it'd be like, well, that's kind of a cop out, to be honest. They need to be at least more brutal than that. They need to show a body part or something.
Right. I want to see some baby fingers.
Yeah.
What if she's a baby zombie though? Wouldn't that be cool?
Be awesome.
Hey, we don't know if she's dead yet. Her head just starts rolling around. Maybe they go back to the prison one day or whatever. Just go get some. Maybe Murrow comes back and pick it up.
Hey, I found my baby brother. Oh wait, it's a baby girl.
The show's A+ then. All right.
Yeah, they need the walking mill. That'd just be a great show.
Oh my god. Oh, bro, I love you so much, man. Michael Rooker, you're the greatest actor ever. Well, under Michael Fassbender. Under Michael Fassbender, of course. But, you know, you're pretty close, though.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we have to prediction. What did we think is going to happen with these little separate groups? Are they all going to get their own little spin-off kind of stories, or what's going to happen there?
Man, I don't know, the end of this episode, I was in the vibe of trying to wrap stuff up now. I was hoping that they was gonna wrap, but it seemed like with them splitting up now, it seems like a whole new story didn't start where they can go on for another couple of seasons and shit.
Well, who's gonna find Carol? Cause you know what?
Daryl's gonna find Carol.
I've got a feeling she's gonna come across Rick and help Rick.
Yeah. I think she's gonna come across Daryl. I think her and Daryl's gonna have that discussion or whatever, and Beth, Daryl, and Carol is gonna come together.
Oh, we know. She's gonna get jealous.
Tyrese and the kids.
She needs to find Tyrese. That would be awesome, and she owns up, and he just beats the shit out of her.
Oh yeah, because Tyrese doesn't know. Because Tyrese doesn't know that.
Yeah, she doesn't know. He doesn't know. They didn't tell him that. So she may run into them.
I've got a feeling you picked it, CJ. I reckon that's what they will do. Those kids are going to find Carol, and Tyrese will be part of that.
Carol and Tyrese is going to try to bring her back when they're all going to meet up, and Rick and
like, you need to come here now.
I hope Tyrese sleeps with her.
Oh my god.
Or split her up.
I think Tyrese will keep bringing on that rat. She'd be like, I got to find out who the killer is, and Carol just tells him, look, Tyrese, I was the one that did it. And then the kids step in front of Lizzie and be like, don't you hurt her. We'll put a bullet in your ass. Lizzie is Tyrese. Oh my god. If Lizzie kills Tyrese.
See, we should write for this show. All these stories are perfect. Perfect.
We would never get a show done because
no,
we'd be all
fuck no.
We'd be like, okay, my ending sounds good, your ending sounds good, but let's just put all three of them in there.
Just see what happens.
I would love to see that.
Every commercial break will come back with a new ending.
It's never ends.
The real Talking Dead would just be real douchebags about it. I'm like a fake douchebag that's on it, you know?
Hey, don't talk about it. He's not fake. He's a hard working
man. I was talking about your boyfriend, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick is a hard working man, man. You gotta respect him.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, granted, you be talking some bullshit sometimes.
I would too if they paid me $20,000 to sit on camera with some stars.
I respect the man a lot, whatever, from where he came from and how he got to where he's at now. He was hard working.
All right. Off that hard dick now. Let's keep going.
Hard dick. Yeah, it's very hard too. Nice and hard. Tasty. Go ahead and taste that, CJ. It's all right. It's white. You know it's good.
All right, then. All right. No.
Yeah, why do you think I've been trying to fuck Wayne for all this time? White is good. Why do you think Sammy's still trying to fuck him? We're all trying to fuck Wayne right now.
Hey, no one's trying to fuck me. That's the problem.
You don't live in Australia, Wayne.
Yeah, Australia doesn't have, like I said, if role reversal. You guys come here, all good. I go there, all good. I don't know why. It's the foreign thing. Sorry?
We go out there and nobody's into us at all. We'd be like, you fucking lying son of a bitch.
Hey, I should have brought this up last week. Someone at fucking work said I look like the governor. Can you believe it? How fucking blind must they fucking be?
I told you, man, last week, D&W eye patches, man.
D&W eye patches.
Oh, man.
I would love to act like the governor.
D&W eye patches, man. I'm telling you, you can get eye patches for cheap. Put D&W logo on them, bam, do the bear, whatever.
As long as when you wear it, you become the governor.
Think about that, Wayne. I'll let you think. I'll let that soak in your head.
All you gotta do is walk around and shoot a kid in the head, and yeah, you'd be perfect.
I love it.
Oh no, but you know, I gotta say though, that scene where he shot that kid in the head, when
it's hilarious.
Penny Took got bit, that was like. Yeah. Finally, that bitch died or whatever. I was waiting for her to die. And I thought the governor was going to have some kind of reaction to it. I wasn't expecting I didn't expect the reaction he had to it when he shot her ass. I was like, okay.
I guess we even really spoke the death of Herschel. I mean, we all kind of saw it coming, but it's still going to be pretty, it's going to hurt the group pretty bad.
You remember the scene?
Where is their moral compass now?
Exactly. Well, Carl.
You remember the show that they don't need him now because you know, Rick have done everything that Herschel kind of, you know, told him about. He said, hey, it's not about you anymore. You need to make these decisions. Rick made the decisions. He was able to stand by his decision and do it. So he is not needed.
I agree with you, CJ. I think Herschel feels like Rick has learned a lot that he's taught him or whatever. And hearing that last conversation, even though he got taken out, I think he died because, you know, Herschel's whole thing, I'll die knowing that as long as I've done something, whatever, I'm prepared for it, whatever. I think he felt satisfied with what he saw in Rick, whatever. But when the governor told him, I have a tank, and Rick said, well, I'm not giving you the prison. Did you see the look on his face?
Oh, yeah.
The look on his face. He went down off that tank, got that sword, and was like, God damn it, Rick, I'm tired of fucking talking now. You give me this prison, I'll chop this old man's head off. And Rick was just like, I'm not giving it to you. You may fight us, but we'll fight back. And he was looking at him like, you arrogant son of a bitch.
Because he thought that was going to work. I think deep down, the governor, he knew in some ways, Rick ain't gonna give this up. He wanted a bloodbath, yeah.
Of course he did. And
he got a bloodbath, although it was on his side. Because they smoked his ass. Oh my god, I said that last week. I was like, I don't think his crew at all is gonna even last against, if it wasn't for that tank destroying the fences and shit, Daryl and the rest of them would have fucking easily just birded the asses.
But still, I mean, if they didn't have Daryl there to stop the tank, what the fuck would have happened then?
Oh yeah, because Daryl threw a grenade in the tank or whatever, and I like that he shot Mitch's ass.
We haven't even spoken about that.
Yeah, that was so good.
The guy goes to surrender, and he's like, nah.
Yeah, I was like, shoot his ass. And I like how none of them shot him, none of those, the governor's people in the head. I was like, good. Don't shoot him in the head. Let him walk around as that shit. That's why I like when Michonne walked away. I was just like, yeah, don't cut his head off. Leave it there. I want his ass to be one. Zombie governor, eye patch and all.
Well, she, you know what I would love? She should have bloody made him one of her carriers. Killed him and then chopped his arms off and shit just so she can carry around all her shit. Like permanently.
She wasn't black. That's why she didn't carry him.
Well, isn't it, like, they haven't even told us about that story yet, with those two that she had, because I know she knew them, and they didn't really go into detail about it.
Maybe we'll get into it in this finals.
Because didn't she mention it? She was talking to someone about it, about the some tragic past and shit. And when she was holding, when she was holding Judith, and she started to cry. And you're going, there's something going on there.
I feel so what did you think of Herschel's death, though?
Very honourable and done very good. It was time for him to go, but same time, he said, like, that little smile, he knew he was fucked. He knew he was dead.
Yeah, that was pretty I gotta say, out of all the deaths of the major characters in any season of this show or whatever, that was probably the one that hit me the most.
Ah, Shane. I still love Shane.
It was time for him to go. It was time for him to go. Shane lost his goddamn mind.
They needed Shane in that prison. He just would have fucking walked up and shot the governor in the head. He'd be like, fuck this.
Well, you notice that none of the main kills haven't been by zombies. They've been by other people.
Actually, yeah. That's true. Except for, Daryl. Not Daryl, fucking.
Dale.
It starts with a D.
Yeah, Dale.
Dale.
Yeah.
Well, even though, Daryl shot him in the head, still. Yeah.
Well, I never considered him to be a main character compared to, like, Shane or Herschel or shit, even, Merle.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, Merle is a lovable racist that can never be replaced. It don't get no better than him or her. I actually put a poll up of, which character, death has left an emotional impact the most in any season of Walking Dead or whatever, and, 38% here says Herschel did. I got 33% for Merle, 14% for Zombie Penny. 10% for Dale, 0 for Andrea, 0 for Lori, 0 for Shane.
0 for Lori, that's a surprise.
And this one's
fuck
gonna hit
Lori.
The I know baseball fuck, but looks some people still liked it.
And this one's gonna be the laughable one of, one vote. 5% for T-Dog.
T-Dog.
somebody cared about T-Dog, man.
that one guy out there on your site.
that was the one that struck me the most. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna vote for T-Dog too.
T-Dog was honorable. You gotta give him that.
You know what? You know what? I didn't vote, so you know what? I'm gonna vote for T-Dog too.
How about we all vote for T-Dog, right?
No, I'm not.
Get T-Dog up there. No. T-Dog is sorely missed.
Let me rephrase that. 9% now for T-Dog. Yeah, but apparently Herschel, it's a tie between Herschel and Merle. Well, not a tie, but Herschel's barely beaten Merle by one, but I guess Herschel's death. I don't know. That one hit me the most because the way it was done, it was fucking brutal. I mean, it was brutal than any other zombie kill.
It was not unnecessarily brutal. He had to die by the hands of the governor.
Yeah.
Now,
but I'm talking about unnecessary by chopping off the head. Like, what was that about?
Governor's fucking crazy.
But it looked like to me, he sliced it, and then it looked like he was using the butt of the sword to actually smash through it. I didn't see him like actually chop through it.
Well, clearly the governor has no idea how to use the sword.
Because if you see, Herschel crawls off, and he crawls, and he kind of starts smashing away at it. And I don't know if he's using the pointy end or the butt of the bloody sword.
They showed the puppet and the mannequin, like, as they pulled back, you saw the governor and you saw Herschel with his body and his head separated.
Yeah.
He was using the pointy end.
Hopefully someone actually stabbed him in the head.
He swung it out of anger. So obviously he wasn't focusing on where to hit that shit, so it barely, he only cut out half of it. And of course, last time he said, he did use the pointy end because he chopped it off pretty much in like two fucking slices. I mean, shit. He got the head just rolled by, what's her name? The fucking mother's head, foot, whatever. And she was just staring, looking, and she's holding her dead daughter, and he just looks at her and was like,
give me another one.
And they don't even have that was a beautiful shot though. They didn't even have a word of dialogue at all, whatever. He just walked over there, picked her up.
Didn't even ask what happened.
Didn't ask nothing. I don't even think he saw the bite. He just,
he probably just thought you were sleeping.
Yeah. Wake up.
He's like, you know what? I'll put you in eternal sleep now.
The only thing you'll do ever, Rick, learn how to shoot, mate. He's like 5 meters away from you. The governor, you just had to hit him with one shot.
Well, he had to run backwards too. So, yeah. I mean, shit.
Yeah, but the governor's people can't shoot. They're worse than stormtroopers.
I like
can't
how
shoot
you said
a man.
That, but you gotta remember, Wayne, there's 20 fucking people in front of him that's 5 meters away.
They're trained by stormtroopers because they couldn't shoot for shit.
I gotta say, I don't know who shot Rick in the leg. I'm pretty sure it was probably Mitch, but yeah, you're right.
I think it was Mitch.
Yeah, it had to be Mitch, because none of them, I mean, like you said, they're 5 meters away, and not a single goddamn bullet touched Rick at all.
But that's the thing, like when they drive in there, it's like the governor forgot, there's only one bus there, nothing else, where else has Rick gone? It's like the governor walks straight past it thinking, where did fucking Rick go? I mean, he obviously was just driven by anger to get to that fucking jail.
Yeah. Obviously, you could tell he didn't give a shit about that prison because he was destroying the fuck out of that
thing. Oh, God.
I mean, Rick, that was probably the best speech I've ever heard Rick give because he was just talking some sense. He was like, look, you come in here, you're going to destroy the place. You don't want, and governor looked at him and was like,
oh, I don't give a shit.
Destroy the place. I don't give a fuck about this prison. Oh, yeah, I do. Actually, I do. Never mind. People believe me. I care a lot about this prison.
Well, so, I'm sure you've gotten questions from probably people everywhere asking about this, giving their opinion about the show. What did your followers think? Like the feedback was.
One more topic I want to talk about is, have you guys heard any hate about this episode?
Yes. Some?
Yes. What were the complaints, if you remember?
The one complaint I brought about the fact that they felt they followed the governor too easily into battle, and I was like, yeah, that's a minor issue to me. I wouldn't hate the episode because of it. And they just thought, like, the governor losing his shit again wasn't great. And I was like, that's, the governor had to lose his shit again.
That didn't bother me so much because we had two episodes before that to show the governor's inside of his goddamn mind. So,
yeah.
So I thought it was a perfect actually ending to his little story he had going on.
Yeah, like, but even those two episodes, he was still nuts. He was not a normal person. Anyone who thought that was kidding themselves. I mean, it was great the first episode where they showed a more humane side to him, but he was still nuts.
Any other complaints? CJ, you got any complaints?
Yeah,
he's not watching it on bootleg.
Yeah, you know, that's my complaint about them not showing him capture people. You know, just.
I even love that bit where Herschel calls him the governor. He's like, "Don't call me that." He's got pissed.
CJ, so did you see that scene where he at least tried to feed Herschel and Michonne?
Yeah, I saw that when they were sitting in the RV.
I like Michonne. She's like. She sounded like fucking, like a goddamn horror movie. She's like, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna fuck you.
I'll gut your fucking guts out. And Herschel's like, girl, calm down. You know I'm gonna be the one to die now. It makes you wonder, why didn't the governor pull that knife to Michonne's head?
Yeah.
I knew he was gonna regret that.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I had. They followed the governor a little bit too faithfully. You know, and then even to the point where he was chopping off the head, you know, he did have the one girl to say, he cut a fucking guy head off, huh? Like, I don't care, let's just shoot.
I'm glad they acknowledged that too. I was like, you guys realize he just chopped a dude's head off. How about you, Sammy? Any complaints?
Well, yeah, besides the obvious one, like them following the governor blindly, fucking Penny too. Bitch ass dying.
That was hilarious.
That was awesome.
Of course. Like, as a scene, it was kind of shoddy and, ugh. I don't know. Yeah, just the governor.
I want to know about that zombie I want to know about that zombie that went down the river. I want to know his story. Tell me that story.
I wish it would have just ended like the credits rolling up with him just floating around the river. like some music playing in the background. I wish they would have just showed that, whatever. I was like, that would have been awesome.
Wasn't there like a creek along the prison? Maybe he should have just washed by there.
Yeah, and then he gets out and he's like, oh, my people are here.
Just joins in the pack.
One other thing. Did you guys notice an Easter egg in here?
What?
Easter egg. Recognize anybody from a previous episode?
Yeah.
Go ahead and bring it up, Sammy, because I know you know what I'm talking about now.
Oh my god, the fucking crazy bitch!
Yeah, the crazy. Yeah, they showed the crazy bitch.
Oh, from, they fucking did too.
What?
They focused on one walker very quickly. I'm like, that's familiar because she had like the same clothes, and I just it was too.
It was.
Yeah, so you have to big
I think your fans are right. I don't pay attention to the show.
I like how you agree with them.
I'm going to agree with them now. I think they're right.
Well, the funny thing was, her makeup, I was like, damn, her makeup don't look that different from when she was human. That bitch is creepy looking just in anything. But you know what? I still fuck it. I'm curious.
Yeah, it was a zombie curious.
I know CJ didn't notice it because, you know, he's watching.
Yeah, the bootleg version, yeah.
CJ, you sent me that link, man. I'm like, ain't no, because when bootleg, you don't know what the fuck is going on. You just think it look good anyway.
Oh, it's sub, yeah, it's subtitled and fucking in different language.
I was wondering why Michonne was speaking in Shakespeare. She was like, where are for outside roaming? I'm like, whoa. What's going on?
It's CJ's bootleg version. He thought everybody was black. He's like, damn, when did everybody put their stuff in blackface?
Then it turned to a porno for a second. It was called like The Walking Head or something like that. Or I don't know what was going on.
Send me that link. I gotta watch this. Right.
I'll send you the link.
You guys got questions now?
Yeah, question time sounds good to me.
I got Wayne to speak for himself now. He's I'm like, yeah, they're right. I don't watch this show.
No, I've never seen it, ever. Never seen the show day of my life. I should own up to the people now. Even this episode, I just looked at photos. I have no idea what happened. I read the manuscript. That's it.
Well, you did notice the chick. You just didn't put two and two together.
No, actually, I did notice because they did focus on her with the camera. And I'm like, it's familiar. But then I just thought, oh, it's just another Walker bullshit. As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, fuck, it was too.
Well, I watched it twice too, along with you, whatever. So the first time I saw it, it was kind of like quick and glance for me. But the second time I saw it, I caught her face this time, whatever. And I was like, ah, I know exactly what that is. But
she should have been dragging her husband with her.
Well, what husband? Her imaginary husband?
One in the back.
One in the bag, the head and shit, whatever. She probably was, for all we know. That big ass coat she had on. That fucking pimp coat. I bet CJ would have killed her and took that coat.
Yeah.
Keeps me warm. First question though comes from Andrew. He says, I just ran it ahead of a little bit or whatever, but Wayne, this looks like this one's for you.
Okay. What? I get the hatred on.
It says, can you guys make sure that Wayne does two things next episode so we can get a proper review to this epic mid-season finale? One, put some shit in numbers too for you, Wayne.
Oh, great.
One, actually watch the show.
Yep. Didn't do that.
Two, pays attention to the damn show.
Certainly didn't do that.
Well, Wayne, did you do both of those?
No. I said I just looked. I had a bootleg copy. That's my problem. I've always watched bootlegs, and I've realized that they've just been showing season two.
Damn, that's awesome.
He was watching his backyard.
Yeah. I get people look. I get people to reenact it every day, so I can't watch it. So I get people to dress up as the governor, and they mess it up every time.
Is that why Jay is no longer with us?
Jay, oh, God, he is turning into Bob Stokey, I'm sure of it.
Turning into, ain't he?
I was going to say, he's probably worse than Bob Stokey.
Turning into. That motherfucker was
a mix
pure alcoholic before.
Yeah, he might look a bit like Daryl, but yeah, he's definitely Bob Stokey. With a bit of Tyrese thrown in.
Actually, he does kind of look like Daryl.
Just not
there you
manly.
Go, ladies. If you want a sexy looking Leonardo DiCaprio slash Daryl looking motherfucker, hey, you got Jay the Dragon.
just try and find him.
Yeah, just locate him. I'm sure you'll find him posting some nude photos or whatever of him covered up in paint and shit somewhere or whatever. So yeah, just find those and you'll be good. All right, Wayne, so when February 9th rolls around, well, I'll make sure, I'm sure Sammy and CJ will text you too as well, that you make sure you watch the show and pay attention.
I was actually, did you guys get the preview for the new season?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering, because I know, like, sometimes when they show that, it's a bit different here in Australia and America, there's actually little bits of different footage, so.
Oh.
Which is, I don't know why that is, but yeah. When they, like some of the previews they show, like AMC is a little bit different to what they show here on FX for Walking Dead. I was like, okay, they show a little bit different footage. So
they showed that fucking prison. That damn thing was overrun by zombies.
Yeah.
Yep.
And trailer, awesome. Whatever. And they also on Talking Dead they showed like a little quick snippet of next season, the first episode. Next
you
season.
Watch Talking Dead?
No.
He loves it. He loves that Chris Hart thing.
I watched the clip on YouTube, or whatever. I mean, not on YouTube, on AMC's website or whatever. They had like the little clip thing, and it said during talking, show this thing, whatever.
Okay, yeah. I was about to make serious fun of you for watching Talking Dead.
I watched it a couple of times. I haven't watched it like in past since this season started though. But
I watched it.
I think the last
once.
Time I, you know, at the last, I think I did watch it this season. Whatever episode Marilyn Manson was on, that was the one where I started. I think that was episode 4 or something like that. Was the last one. I was like, oh my god, Marilyn Manson's horrible. This show. Jesus Christ, he doesn't know what the fuck is going on or whatever.
Yeah, see?
Why you don't like Talking Dead, Sammy?
See, at least he watches it.
What? Why don't I like Talking? Because it's boring as fucking dicks.
If boring, I want to boring as dicks.
Dead, if I want to have a conversation about The Walking Dead, I'm going to call you guys up.
Boring as dicks.
Dicks are boring to you?
It's what I'm thinking.
Dicks? What? Sammy, dicks are boring to you, but they go inside you. What are you talking about? They're not boring.
Some might be.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
The walking dick.
Wow, okay. Hey, I don't think it's boring. Whenever they have like like creators on there or comic book or whatever, I like those episodes whatever because you get to hear what they're going into creation. I like get the behind the scenes of what they're talking about, stuff like that. It's like a Blu-ray edition of it. But when they just got like celebrities or like Marilyn Manson or something like that, whatever, I don't give a shit. Then. But whenever it's got like Robert Kirkman or even one of the main characters on there, then yeah, I like to get their feedback on what they thought of the episode.
And see, we don't get that here, so I can't.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right.
Don't
get that there?
I don't fucking like it. Yeah, so
fuck you, Sam. You don't get that there, you watch the talk?
No, they don't have the Talking Dead here, and I'd have to get the boot. I was gonna say I'd have to get the bootleg version to watch that shit.
You don't want that.
I just gotta dub over our voices on some video, and then I'll send it to you.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my god! Yeah, do one where Daryl was on there. I'm sure Wayne would love to be the voice of Daryl.
Oh yeah, he would.
Next question. Next question comes here from Stacy. Says, if you guys wanted to track down one food or drink resource, something you cannot live without, what would it be? Example, Woody Harrelson chasing Twinkies in Zombieland.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If I had to track down
something. Oh, we already know that. Wayne is Vegemite, I'm cranberry juice, absolutely. CJ is white women, and Sammy is a dick, a boring dick. There you go.
I was gonna say, how could you eat that? I was gonna say, and they're all edible, so there you go.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that one.
I had to think about it.
You can eat a woman, you can eat a dick.
They're all edible. Nah, Wayne, I bet it is Vegemite though. I'm right, right? I know it's Vegemite, right?
Actually, no, believe it or not, I'm actually not that big of a fan of Vegemite.
Shut the fuck up, you liar.
Half the time I lie. I make up shit. I eat it occasionally, but it's not something I eat every day at all. No.
He eats it every day.
Liar.
I reckon Vegemite would survive the apocalypse though. I reckon if you smeared yourself on that, walkers wouldn't go near you. So there you go. See, yeah, Vegemite would be good.
Mine's cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice?
I'm finding that motherfucker. I don't care what anyone of y'all say. Y'all tell me expired, I'd be like, fuck you. You ain't part of my group then, whatever. I'm finding this goddamn cranberry juice.
CJ's is a 3-piece from KFC with mac.
I was gonna say, you still go to the drive-thru.
The KFC was only an accident because there were no Popeyes around.
That's much better.
Popeyes is the classier for the black people of me and exactly. CJ Stock Kine. Even though we do not eat one. KFC, we like to we don't. We eat
Nah, I gotta go with pizza. I'd like to find a hot pizza.
Damn,
that sounds nasty.
That pizza would be fucked, dude. You better find it quick.
Of course it'd be fucked, but still, who cares?
Jesus Christ, it'd be all cold and shit, it'd be green.
No, I mean, like, I find the ingredients to make a pizza.
So you are looking for the ingredients to make pizza from scratch?
Yes. I'll get Daryl on one of his runs. Nah, not chicken.
Well, yeah, you need a chicken for the eggs to make the dough.
No, I'll find the dough in a packet or something. That's easier.
My swear fucking God, it'll be green as fuck.
I'm not gonna make everything. If that's the case, I might as well find a chicken and get him to lay the eggs.
Herschel had a chicken on his farm, remember?
Oh, he was having sex with that chicken. You all know that.
Treat the chicken like a mailbox, right?
He won't be choking his chicken then.
No, he was fucking the horse, man. Everybody knows that.
Oh, of course. Forgot about that. That's why he was upset when Daryl took it out. Yeah, Daryl stole his horse.
What'd you look for?
What would I look for?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Besides a good cup of tea?
Cup of tea. What?
A good cup of fucking tea.
Are you fucking British?
Yes.
No.
You want your tea?
She's assimilated. She used to be Indian, but now she just like gave in to the British.
Find you a biscuit.
No. You see, the thing is I'm native, so I know how to live off the land.
So I've never seen a stereotype of Indian drinking tea.
Sammy, I love you.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know shit about my culture.
Sammy, I love you and all, but you gotta stop hanging around Nick Hodges, okay? You gotta stop.
Yeah.
Because that tea drinking shit ain't gonna help you in the comedy part. You can
be best friends, right?
Get something healthier for you, girl.
And how do they even boil water? That's what I wanna know. How do they
with
boil
a fire?
With fire.
Yeah, with fire.
So Sammy would be at a Starbucks. Wayne would be at a Pizza Hut, and I would be in a grocery store.
So we're all fucked.
Starbucks, just to help expressos.
So CJ, what would you be claiming then? Or the donut shop?
No, we're definitely gonna have to. We need to go with Popeyes. It would be a Popeyes then. I'm sorry.
Black people don't eat churches. Yeah, black people don't eat churches.
No.
They bougie against us. We're not white trash.
It's the more expensive version of KFC.
Well, it's not. No. Popeyes costs a lot more than churches.
Popeyes is really expensive.
And so worth it, because those Cajun fries, oh.
Popeyes is expensive because you get that happy-go-lucky black woman. How did you go to the pan? Popeye chicken. Get the new country
fries. My new Louisiana-style Popeye's chicken. This is going to make you taste so good. You're going to be eating butterfly shrimp all day. Now, let me say Popeye's. Tell you. Like, damn, bitch. She make this.
Clog your arteries. You're going to die, but you know it's delicious.
Hey, we got to save that for the darkness. It can't be spoiled. So you go. You get an example of the darkness episode coming up.
The darkness.
Sammy, will you be joining us for that again?
It really depends on when it's being recorded.
Well, right after.
I guess Wayne will be joining us too.
Hey, I've got work. I can't. I've literally got to get ready for work.
Now, is it the darkness or work, Wayne? You picked then, shit.
I would always go the darkness, but then the darkness doesn't pay me, so I'm fucked.
We would pay you. We just give you Sammy.
I'm pretty good.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah. And plus, young, too. It's even better. I mean, he's going to live longer than all of us.
Hey, I'm the oldest motherfucker on this. So.
Wouldn't it be funny?
So I'm happy. When Wayne dies and gets all rich, he's going to leave it for me, so.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Don't you dare, Wayne.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Wayne outlived all of us?
Hey, I will. I'll live forever. You know why? Because I don't want to live past 60, so.
If I outlive all you guys, I'm pissing on your grave. So.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Son of a bitch, I'm gonna haunt you in your fucking nightmare. I'm gonna be fucking, when you sleeping, I'm gonna be putting my dick in your ear too, my ghost dick. I'm gonna piss in your mouth.
Can you hear me, CJ? Can you hear me?
I'm gonna piss in your mouth with my ghost piss, nigga.
After you drink your cranberry juice, eh?
Yeah, exactly. So you know it's gonna be white piss. That's that clean piss for you. next comic, son of a bitch. I'll piss on our grave. I'll spit on your grave.
Wasn't that a movie? Oh, no, I'll spit on your grave, that's right.
Yeah, I'll spit on your grave.
Same thing.
Damn, I thought he was gonna say it. He probably dig up Sammy and fuck her before she goes or whatever. He gonna, so Sammy, you better hope you die like miles away from CJ. You're gonna be like that body.
You know what I'll do? I'll go die in the very cold areas with snow and shit. And
that's racist.
I'm from Chicago. I can handle that.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, you're in Chicago. That's the coldest fucking place in the world.
The fuck up here. Canada.
It's colder than Canada.
Come the fuck up here. It's so fucking cold up here.
Chicago is colder than Canada. It's colder than New Zealand. It's colder than all that shit. It's like a goddamn icicle in that fucking state. I don't even know how CJ even lived in that bitch with his black ass.
Well, you should have all four seasons, otherwise you're fucked.
Nah. Alright, so, Cynthia, she says, you guys are pretty damn funny whenever you're giving each other shit. Oh, well, then you'll love this show.
Let's get to this show, be great.
So she says, let's play a game. Damn, okay, here we go. Fucking jigsaw.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're doing a jigsaw now.
Can each of you crack a Yo Mama joke? Really, Cynthia, come on now. On each of the cast members and see if you can make even the person you're making fun of laugh. Go.
What? Fuck your mama, there you go.
So she says she wants us to crack a Yo Mama joke on each one of the cast members here and see if you can make that person laugh at your joke or whatever.
I don't know your mama.
Oh, I got a couple. So CJ, you want to start us off then?
Oh, no.
Well, CJ, man, I don't want to.
You can't make fun of CJ's mama. You know,
I don't want to say anything too negative because I know that. So you go ahead first, CJ. Let him start this off and get all the hate from us.
I don't know how. Your mama is so dumb that she took a bowl of chili outside because she thought it was cold.
All right, I'll take that one. That's for me then. You made me laugh, CJ. See that? Now give one to Sammy. You got to crack on Sammy now.
Your mama is such a hoe that she didn't sleep with Bill Gates because she thought he was Microsoft.
What? That's stupid.
What?
Now that one I've got to give you. That is a stupid. See, if Rick had that, if he had that humor at the governor just would have backed off.
Oh,
how can you top that?
Damn, that was a good one.
Sorry, you can't top that.
It was good because I don't get it. Oh, you got to get one from Wayne now, CJ. Come on.
No, I don't even know.
Man. You can't top that one. I'm sorry.
I'll be CJ. Come on. You got one.
Mama is so ugly that when Noah was trying to get two of every kind, he just left her.
Hey, CJ, he's a stand-up comedian after all.
Hey, you know what? I'd pay to see you. You got me in tears. That was pretty damn funny. I like how you're supposed to make that person laugh and I'm the only one who's gonna laugh. It must be a black thing. It must be a black thing. Okay, Sammy, your turn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, is everyone gonna... First? Oh, jeez, this will be going forever.
Who's first?
Sammy, go ahead. No, wink away.
Oh, okay. CJ, your mom was so fat when she stepped on the scale, her weight was over 9,000.
Oh, nigga,
This is fun. I like this question.
One, your mama's so dirty, she slows down speed stick.
Oh, damn, I'm in tears right now. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Come on, Sammy, just one more. Why are you, come on.
One more. Okay. I don't know. Your mama's so ugly that people go for her as for Halloween. I don't know. Laugh your ass off. I don't know if you're your mama, too. There you go, baby. You got an ugly ass mama.
Oh, this must be comedy hour for people. This is hilarious. Wayne, you want to go or you want me to go?
Oh, you go, man. These jokes are going to be all done by the time we get to them.
All right, my turn then. Sammy, your mama's so short she models for trophies.
What?
Wayne, your mama's head so short when she takes a shower she gets brainwashed.
Oh, God.
CJ, your mama's hair is so short, when she gets braids, it look like stitches.
What? I'm sorry, CJ topped it with the Microsoft one, I'm sorry.
Yeah, give him the Microsoft one. Yeah. Your turn, Wayne.
Oh, God. Fuck it up. To be honest, even these I don't even know. All right. One for each. Who do I start with?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Well, just anyone can pick one. All right. I'm trying to think of one. Your mama's so old, I told her to act her age, and then she died.
Damn, dude.
Exactly. So these are...
Jesus Christ. You just took a joke and turned it into something. Fuck. Yeah. You know what, Will? Just go to the next question.
You can say... Please just go to the next question.
You're Australian. Some heartless bastard.
Hey, Dave. People said I'm the governor, right?
I take back everything I said about you earlier. You ain't a pussy. You just sick in the fucking head or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I always knew that.
Fuck. Wow, we over here laughing, having a good time. You over here talking about your mama, so what the fuck, what? Damn.
Hey, you gotta be morbid.
CJ, you gonna talk about you like that? No, I'm just playing. next comment, the Roller Witch. Damn, Wayne, you fucked up, man. I can't believe you have to do an apology podcast for that now.
Oh, yeah, an apology. What do I look like, Jordan? Come on, I'll go.
Yeah, you do actually kind of look like him a little bit.
Oh, that's low.
That's your mama joke right there, then. Your mama's so ugly, she like Jordan.
Oh,
that's too far now. Keep on.
All right, I'm sorry. That was worse than the death one. I'm sorry. Roland Winter, he says, wow, what an episode. Where do you guys think they will go from here in the future seasons?
Hmm.
They can go anywhere they want now.
Anywhere.
I mean, they pretty much got an open world now with this shit.
I'm sure they'll link something with the comics and shit like that, but yeah, I don't really have a clue, to be honest.
There was a lot of comic references in this past episode.
Yeah, with the whole, the governor tank being killed, so.
Yep.
But yeah, they had to do that. They got to at least keep the fans somewhat happy with the comics, dude.
Yeah. How about you, Sammy, CJ?
Clementine.
Fuck that bitch.
How about saying who's that?
Okay, one, Wayne, go die. You gotta go watch.
You really love Clementine. You really love that kid.
I love her, man. I love Clementine.
What did she ever do?
So cute.
She didn't do shit. She wore a hat.
You gotta go watch what?
Huh?
You gotta go watch The Walking Dead, Telltale Game.
I've played it.
Watch, I've already played it. I got the game. What the fuck? How many times have I done praise that game on this show?
Oh. But yeah, Clementine.
I like how you said, hey, everybody, I like how you said watch it and not play it. Like,
yeah, it's just that he watches it. Yeah, he never plays them.
Because he watches all the games.
I just already watched Dead Rising. I'm done with that game, so.
You can't watch a game like that.
Coming out.
Wow, okay. Yeah, Wayne, don't let him review video games on here because he's just...
Oh, God, no.
He's just watching them. Okay, so CJ, what do you think they're going to go for future season? Or you just don't care because you don't like the show anyway?
Yeah. I mean, it got me through a lot of good episodes with you guys. So as long as they bring it back and have a good episode so we can do this again.
You got to wait 2 months for that.
Yeah, we have to decide what we're doing.
And plus, you can't be bailing out to see Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not doing Doctor Who.
Doctor Who asked last week, man. We was like, he left us for Doctor Who and some pussy. I don't believe this.
And I hate, you know what? I'm the only person who can watch something that I can't stand and still give it an honest review about it, so.
Was the pussy even good?
It was like a Doctor Who box. It was phenomenal. I can't. No, it was goddamn long.
Oh, you already, I know you're talking about her no more.
Moving right along.
You can tell us when he got lucky.
Hey, Wayne, I noticed since he hit that, he don't talk to her that much no more.
Exactly. That's how you can tell he got lucky.
Damn, you really are a black man. I need to shake your hand. He done fucked her and left her.
She called me and said she had a kid, and I'm like, all right, stop that, stop that.
He's cold-hearted as a governor.
Mm-hmm. Hey, no, she called you, and you just looked at the phone and said, I ain't picking that shit up. next question here is from Steve. He says, what do you guys think will become of Rick, Beth, and Maggie now that Herschel is gone?
Well, nothing. They're still going to be who they are.
I wonder how Beth's demeanor will be taken now. Cause you know, hers is all like, we just got a job to do. We got to do. But when Herschel's got his head chopped off, she broke down harder than I think Maggie did.
Yeah. Which is understandable. But she's got Daryl. She's got Daryl looking after her now. She's fine.
I mean, Maggie, she was just shooting all through the gate. But, and then not even paying attention to what she was shooting.
I don't think Beth was hitting a goddamn thing the way she was crying and shooting that guy. I was just like, somebody take the gun from her.
She's just wasting bullets now.
Yeah, she really is. I think Beth might have the biggest output out of all of them. I think Rick might lose it more of not knowing where Judith is more than Herschel yeah. right now.
Well, he's got things to worry about more than a dead guy now.
Yeah. And Maggie, I think she'll be fine. Maggie, if I had to take a gamble now, like would be a lone survivor right now, whatever, I'd put money on Maggie as well in my top three.
Totally right.
Yep.
Last question I got here is from Nick. He says, the governor finally getting his in tonight's episode. Do you guys think this was the most satisfying death for a character in this show, or was there another that was much more satisfying for you?
Ooh.
Definitely this was not a satisfying death for me, for the governor. I mean, one, I hate death off screen. I hate not knowing if they really dead or not. I want to see a good, clean death. A good, like that motherfucker's dead.
Like I said, like with Shane, he deserved what he got. And the way it was done, I thought it was done good.
I didn't really, I wish they would have took a different route with Shane instead of him crying over Lori and shit like that.
The actual deaths, like the scene, you know, Rick stabbing him, the way that scene was done, like Rick, even after all that shit, he still felt bad for killing him. And you know, when he's screaming, you know, this is you not doing this, not me. And then fucking Carl fucking blows his head off as well. It's like, Jesus.
Okay, I agree with you there, yeah. Whatever. I think like that was a turning point in that season or whatever. It was like, oh shit, he just killed his best friend. You know, this one was satisfying for me, whatever. Just seeing Michonne stab his ass finally, because the shit he was doing in this episode, I was just like, he needs to get fucking killed now.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever wanted that for anyone, even for Shane's ass, whatever. I was like, I didn't want him to get murdered or whatever like that, but for the governor, I definitely wanted his ass to get murdered. So it was satisfying for me, so.
And even towards the last week, I already forgot his name. Martinez, that was funny.
Yeah. That was satisfying for you.
It was funny though.
Martinez go like that.
It was funny. Gotta give it that. There's one I'm forgetting. There was someone who's a complete dick. He died. I'm like, who the fuck was that? Oh, I can't remember.
What was that dude name that Shane had got killed?
Oh no, the guy who was beating Carol. Her husband. And they rip him in the tent, just fucking shred the walkers, shred him to pieces.
That was another one you didn't get to see.
Yeah, but you see like the silhouette of the tent opening up, and he just looks around and they just fucking rip him to pieces. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit about him because Shane already whooped his ass. So I was like, he learned his lesson now.
What about even Laurie? Because a lot of people fucking hated her. She copped it pretty bad.
Yeah, Laurie, that bitch can go. Laurie. I didn't give a shit.
He went out pretty brutally.
Lori and Andrea was the only two characters on here that was fucking pissed me off in this show. So it was great to see them both die. And it's a shame because they both were women. Both had usable vaginas. And you could use those in a zombie apocalypse to repopulate the world.
Well, what about even Merle? I mean, Merle, he did some bad things. And
Merle did never do any bad things. What are you talking about? Shane did all the bad things. Merle was the lovable racist. He admitted he was a racist. He admitted it.
Beats the shit out of poor Glenn and everything. Nah, nothing
Glenn
wrong.
He deserved it. Glenn had some good pussy.
Oh, I agree with you there. I agree 100%. I'm not arguing.
He shouldn't have gotten Merle's way. That's all he's gonna say. He shouldn't have gotten Merle's way.
He's getting in the way of Merle's fist.
Merle didn't die, okay? Merle's still alive.
I wish he was. I would love to see like dream sequences with Daryl and Merle. So.
Oh my god, I'm talking like Wayne now.
See, it happens.
Time to move on.
Yeah, Merle didn't die. Okay, Merle, he's around somewhere. I saw photos of him on Facebook. He's alive somewhere.
I think he went to join the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, you know, yeah, he continued. He moved on or whatever, and his body got reincarnated by Thor and Asgard, and they made him into a Guardian of the Galaxy. And there you go. He never died.
How awesome would it be if he spoke like that? Talking to that raccoon. Hey, baby brother.
Brother. I see you got yourself a nigga over
there. Oh, hey, isn't it Rocket Raccoon? So there you are. He can go, hey, Coon, what you doing?
Ah, they need to make a spin-off show on that motherfucker. I swear. Merle, man. Merle didn't, goddamn shit.
Walking, said, the walking Merle. Perfect.
The walking nigga. I mean, Merle. Damn, you racist, CJ. You need to stop using that word, CJ. You really do.
Well, I guess,
that's
I mean,
all the questions I got for now or whatever.
I guess that sums it up for the mid-season finale for Walking Dead. I mean, what the hell are we gonna do after this? Fuck knows. Maybe the darkness.
We should have may have a surprise for next week. Who knows?
Ooh,
we can crack your mama jokes again.
Yeah.
Wayne, you stay out of this one. You just listen.
Oh yeah, please.
You took it a little too far with the whole death thing, Wayne. I mean, damn.
Well, it's a show about death, so you got to go with the death route.
Jesus Christ, Wayne, man,
I'm starting to think I'm becoming the governor. Okay, I'm worried.
Yeah, you got an invisible dog. You got a rock up and work in the tank. Mom, shit like that. It's like, damn. I don't know.
Just don't give me a samurai sword. Alright, then I'll be in deep shit.
I got one. You want it?
Actually, no. I've got Connor McCloud's sword above my head, and then I've got Conan's sword above my head. Literally. So I'm worried.
Right. Fucking nerd. Well,
hey, always.
Well, just ask your people in the comments. You know, if they have any suggestions too. Man, not that we gotta listen or take it.
Nah, fuck that.
You were here last week, they did give suggestions, but you was watching Doctor Who last week, so I was just...
Yeah.
What? I think y'all coming out cutting now.
He wasn't watching Doctor Who, he was looking at something else. You don't know that.
Yeah, I swear that ass would have been worth it for you to miss out on Walking Dead for Doctor Who. I mean, damn.
No answer, see?
I think he left. I think he left!
What? He actually has to. He actually hanged up. Oh, unbelievable. Well, I guess we're going to end. I guess we're gonna, typical fucking season. Well, I guess we might as well end it. Sammy, do you want to do the normal thing? He's unbelievable. I can see you.
People, when CJ don't want to answer a question, that motherfucker will evade it like the goddamn plague, though.
He's Tyrese, I'm telling you.
Oh, shit. I'm going to send him a message about Lana now. I'll be like, hey, man, you over there fucking Lana. Oh, my God. And look, he sent me the link to that bootleg.
Yeah, he did.
Son of a bitch.
Well, you asked to see it. Now you can see it. In all its full glory.
He hangs up and sends it to you. Ain't that a bitch? Alright, Sam, you'll wrap this up now.
Yeah, let's get this done.
Okay, everybody needs to, like, subscribe. We have our
That's completely fucked you up.
We have DragonTheWolfPodcast.com, Facebook, Dragon the Wolf Podcast. We have a YouTube, Wayne Smell, because he's an egotistical son of a bitch.
It's just under Dragon the Wolf Podcast. You just popped that in.
Did you change it?
I can't yet.
Fuck off, Wayne Smell.
It's Dragon, you just type in Dragon the Wolf Podcast, that comes up. Trust me.
Okay, well, if you type in Dragon the Wolf Podcast at the fucking YouTube search bar, you'll find it. We have a Twitter, Dragon the Wolf Show. We're on iTunes, Podomatic, and what's the other one?
Oh, Stitcher and all that shit.
I told you was on Stitcher.
I didn't even know that until you told me. Yeah, I am too.
I told you. I was like, you're on Stitcher too, man. You just gotta, you automatically get in Stitcher because it's a hosting format, so it's gonna host it on there as well, whatever.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Oh, well, because I'm the phenomenal one. I know.
Knowing is half the battle.
I do this for a living. I think I know these things.
The fucker left.
Well, I guess
I can't
is
get
it.
Over that too. I'm sorry.
I've actually got to leave. I've got fucking work to do.
Oh.
But no, once again, that is it for this mid-season finale of The Walking Dead. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. P1. Phenomenal. By the next time we record, you will have been a podcast award winning host.
Oh yeah, that's right. By the next time we do this again, I will be. Son of a bitch left though. I can't believe it.
It's CJ. What do you expect? He's like Tyrese. He took off with those girls, alright?
I notice he does that whenever someone asks him a question he doesn't want to answer. He will get up and leave. Like, yeah.
Well, heck, you can't challenge that if he hangs up.
Oh dear God, that's me.
And thank you, Sammy. Thank you, CJ. Oh wait, now your ass is gone. And we will be back definitely in February. Hopefully we have something else before then, but until then, farewell, people.
He really is a nigga. Goddamn.
It's a perfect way to...